welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, the news is about the continuing strength coming back into the wheat market, with July futures topping £170 again. There's a nervousness about the market at the moment, and although there are the usual rash of extreme weather conditions around the world, some commentators are saying that the 170s is where the market should be, whilst one or two say the only certain thing about grain prices are that they will be volatile for the foreseeable future. That fact has not gone unnoticed at Fern Farm, where John Scott was explaining his cropping strategy for the coming year.
It'd be quite similar, with probably more ground rented for potatoes this year than last year, just the way it's worked out with the rotation. And possibly a slight increase in grass. I might put a little bit more grass in. New numbers are the highest they've ever been, I think. We haven't got wheat in this year. It'll be mainly spring barley and a little bit of winter barley, which is in and has been enjoying the milder winter so far.
And why drop the wheat?
It's just another hassle for us at harvest time. This year there was a lot of drying charges. We need time at that time of year to spend on getting sheep ready for breeding. And if we can just have it fairly simple, spring barley and winter barley, we can get stubble turnips in behind the winter barley for sheep. On the spring barley, there'll be three varieties, two main varieties, and one we're just trialling shuffle. It just suits our system.
Now, also in the news is a boom in food exports to the Middle East from Scotland. And in particular, salmon from the Highlands is going down well in that part of the world. It's an opportunity to bring more jobs into the north, as Cabinet Secretary for Rural Affairs Richard Lockhead told us yesterday.
Well, the food sector, of course, is so important to the Highlands and the north of Scotland. And what's really good is it's a booming sector. Exports are on the rise. I'm actually going to Gulf Foods in Dubai to support some of our local producers in a couple of weeks' time. And what we've seen is exports to that area of the world increased by 55% just over the last year alone. That's a fantastic success story, and that's been replicated right around the world in terms of food and drink exports from the Highlands. We're very lucky in Scotland. Our natural environment, our pristine image has helped encourage overseas customers to enjoy what they see as top quality food and drink produce from Scotland, and we're capitalising on that now by pushing for more exports. Local companies are getting new export markets, and that's good news all round, because it's leading to a lot more jobs in the north of Scotland and helping sustain employment in the food and drink sector.
And it is great news at a time when the domestic economy is struggling to get out of recession that the world wants more of our quality Scottish food. And with that thought, I'll leave you for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.